I was in Florida last fall. Nice place to visit at any time of year except maybe July and August. But we were at a restaurant. We were looking down on a really narrow little canal. This is in St. Petersburg on the Tampa Bay side. And we were watching manatees from our table, a couple of groups of manatees. I wouldn't have known what they were except the waitress said, "That's a manatee," just barely humped out of the water. Couldn't see a thing except this action. So it made me wonder, the water was so turgid, you couldn't see anything. How do they exist in this water?
They like shallow water. They're vegetarians, so they'll eat vegetation that's on the bottom, and vegetation has to be in the shallows so the sunlight will get to it. So it can either be salty or fresh. The reason the water would be all turbid and mixed up and stuff, of course, is because it is shallow, it can stir up. And sometimes these shallow coastal areas have algae growth and things like that from pollution.
Boy, this had a lot of just silt, and it was brown.
Yeah. And, of course, around the manatees, as they're grubbing around, pulling up the plants, they can stir up a lot of debris, too.
Sure. So I know people go to watch the manatees in clearer water where you can see them. And everybody was really excited about, and you know, oh, there they are there, and now they're over here. I think there were adults and calves. They're mammals, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
like whales?
Well, like they're big and they're streamlined and they're mammals, but they're not whales, and they're not actually very closely related either. Like with a whale, they'd have a blowhole, let's say, and manatees don't have that.
They kind of waited for that because they were surfacing like that.
Yeah, so at first, and they wouldn't have a big dorsal fin or something like that like a whale or a dolphin might have. Mm-hmm. So they are mammals, though, and they're protected federally under marine mammal protections and things like that.
Are they related to whales? How about seals?
Yeah, so
walruses.
So, like, they look like all of these, but they're their own thing. Actually, they're most closely related to elephants.
Elephants.
Imagine that. And another animal that's even more surprising, it's called a hyrax, which they live in Africa.
Now, wait a minute. Elephants was surprising enough. Let's stick with elephants for a minute.
Okay.
What do they have in common with an elephant?
Okay. Well, you might think, you know, they're big. So, okay, elephants are big and manatees are big. But, well, if you look at their teeth, they have these grinding molar teeth that you'd expect an herbivore to have. But something they have in common with elephants is they call them marching molars. That as they wear down from grinding up all that grit that comes in with the vegetation that they're eating on the bottom, the molars move along like on a conveyor belt along their lower jaw. And as they flatten out, they sort of become like a flat plate, and the roots disappear and they just plop off out the front of their mouth. So that's one of the features.
I did not know that about elephants either. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Another thing, you'd have to look inside them. They don't have a collarbone. And that's a common feature with elephants and manatees that shows some relatedness. And another one is, if you've ever seen an elephant up close or seen photos of their feet, they have these big, broad toenail kind of things, not claws, not real toes. But manatees have those on the tips of their flippers, too, if you looked at that.
Oh.
They're broad and dark and flat, and they're not claws like a seal would have, let's say, or something like that.
You know who else has toenails? We do.
They're not closely related to us. Okay. People used to think they might have been where the mermaid myth came from. Who knows about that? But, yeah, so the other close relative is this little thing called a hyrax in Africa, and it looks a little bit like a woodchuck, but they're not rodents. They have their own unique kinds of teeth, and they have those little toenail things on their feet as well.
So how do they eat? Do they suck in vegetation? It's dark down there where these manatees were. How do they find the vegetation? Are they just sort of hoovering along?
Yeah, they are actually kind of hoovering along. They have split lips, and so their lips can move independently, like little prehensile, almost like the tip of an elephant's trunk, you'd think.
Mm.
And so they can, manipulate the leaves of the things they're trying to pull up, or eel grass or something like that. And they'll also kind of pull along with their paddles along the bottom while they're munching and pulling up the plants.
Slow-going creatures.
Slow-going, yeah.
And protected?
Yes. So they were endangered on the federal level. Now they've been downgraded to threatened. So they still have heavy protections. Some folks see that as a good sign that, you know, their numbers have recovered enough and there are enough protections that you don't have to call them endangered anymore. And other people are not so sure yet if that was a good idea. But they still are heavily protected.
Okay. He's Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Spitz College, and I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smiths, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.